Good morning and welcome to Blueprint for Wealth. I'm Wayne Zell, your host of this fast-paced half hour of special topics and special guests designed to help you realize your personal dreams of wealth and freedom. Blueprint for Wealth is brought to you by the full-service law firm of Odin, Feldman, and Pittleman, located in Fairfax, Virginia, serving the entire D.C. metro area with clients all across the country. If you'd like to know more about OF&P, visit us on the web at ofplaw.com. Also, I invite you to subscribe to my blog, blueprintforwealth.org, where we have topics of interest in tax, estate planning, and business planning, audio files, written documentation, as well as videos that you can watch on areas of interest in the estate, tax, and business planning areas. And lastly, I invite you to listen or to actually read my column in the Washington Business Journal entitled Blueprint for Wealth, where I also feature topics of interest in tax, estate planning, and business. Today, we're going to be talking about selling your business and finding a buyer for that business. You've decided to sell your business, but how do you find a buyer, one who's going to pay you what your business is worth? Selling a business is much like selling any other product, and you have to think of your business this way. Here's some pointers for finding a qualified buyer for your business. First, develop a marketing plan. Determine what media outlets you're going to use, such as trade and consumer publications, or social media, Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter. Make a list of all your friends and contact who may be interested in buying a business or might know somebody who is. Determine if you're going to use a business broker or you're going to sell the business yourself. For the reasons I'm about to explain today, I think using a business broker or an investment banker may be a good choice. Without a plan, however, you're going to simply be spinning your wheels. So write down all the steps that you need to take to find that qualified buyer. Next, join business organizations and trade associations. Contact local business and networking organizations that can help you get the word out about your business. In addition, consider joining trade associations that might offer free advertising to the members so that you can take advantage of somebody that might be a potential buyer in that trade association. They also may be a good source of potential buyers. Next, create a selling memorandum. It starts with an executive summary about your business, but it might be something a little bit more comprehensive that gives a lot of detail about the business, the industry that you're in, who your competitors might be, and the risks associated with it. It always starts with a good, pithy, well-written executive summary, however, that tells potential buyers the key elements of your business. You want to list all your assets and your financial information. And you want to include projections of future earnings for the business. The memorandum needs to address the issue of why you're selling your business, but put a positive spin on it. In other words, you're just too tired, you need to get out of the business. That's not a good enough reason to maximize the profit that you might generate on selling your business. Also, be aware of the types of buyers that are out there. There are strategic buyers and there are financial buyers. Strategic buyers consider how buying your business might fit into their long-range plans. They often are larger businesses in your same industry, or they may want to enter a new market or offer a new product that you currently offer. If you have what they want, they'll generally pay more than other types of buyers. They may be one of your competitors, or they might be a similar company from another region that wants to expand in your local area. The classic strategic buyer is a larger company who does what you do nearby. Another possibility is a company in a related business whose management can see that your company has strengths that they can benefit from. For example, you may already produce a product that they want to sell, or you may have distribution channels for their product that they can exploit that they already do not have. Sometimes these types of strategic buyers who are in related but not completely parallel businesses might be referred to as synergistic buyers. Whether they're synergistic or competitive, strategic buyers are generally the ones who will pay you the most for your company. The better the fit, the more they're going to want your business, and the greater the premium they're going to pay. Then there are financial buyers. Financial buyers are more interested in your company's cash flow or profitability or stability. Some want a more or less turnkey operation that takes little or no oversight on their part. Others may specialize in a turnaround of a troubled business. They buy the business, tweak it, change some things here and there, and then sell it for a profit. They're typically individuals or companies with money to invest, and they're willing to look at many different types of businesses or industries. In some cases, they may be refugees from other corporations, former executives of a larger company, who want to buy themselves a job by finding a company to actively manage. In other cases, they may be holding companies that are simply looking for good returns on their investments and who would like your current management to stay in place. They often may take the form of private equity funds or hedge funds that are bringing investors together with cash who are interested in investing your business because of the financial returns that you're able to generate. They're going to look closely at your financial statements, and they're going to look closely at your assets. Most financial buyers are looking for a solid, well-managed company that won't need a whole lot of immediate change. But there are some investors who specialize in turnarounds, as I mentioned, and they will be willing to look at companies that are not currently profitable, but they can make profitable. In those situations, you're not going to get the maximum return on your investment that you otherwise might want to have, but at least you have an outlet to sell your business. Here's another thought. You can explore the possibility of selling your business to your employees. They may be potential buyers. Now, there are pros and cons in selling to your employees. They may be willing to pay more than a financial buyer might because they understand the business better, and their risk might be reduced simply because they're in operations right now. But they also may not have the cash to buy your business outright, and you as a seller always want cash instead of taking some kind of note from somebody else. This means you may have to finance the sale yourself or help the employees arrange for third-party financing. Another recommendation that I would make to you if you're trying to find a buyer and you're trying to sell your business is advertise to the general public. You may reach more potential buyers, but this approach can be risky. If employees know the business is for sale to someone other than them, they may be less motivated and the quality of their work product might suffer. Also, key employees knowing that the business might be sold may leave. Your customers may look for other suppliers or vendors, and your vendors may cut off your credit. Any of these events obviously will negatively impact the perceived and the real value of your business. So advertising to the general public has tremendous risk associated with it. You might instead consider using a business broker or an investment banker to help you sell your business. It's much more difficult to sell a business than to sell a home, for example, and it has a lot more legal issues. A qualified commercial business broker may be able to help you avoid costly problems. He or she can contact people looking for a business opportunity, including your customers and your competitors, without ever disclosing the name of the business until an interested party is found, and in that event, everybody enters into a confidentiality agreement that binds them from disclosing the fact that you're for sale. Using a broker may help you avoid the dangers that advertising could subject you to, and it may free up your time a little bit to make your business even more profitable and appealing to buyers. When I say may and it might help, it depends on the business broker. Not all business brokers are truly qualified to sell your business. You want to look for somebody with expertise in your industry before hiring them and paying them a fee. The fees typically range from a minimum of $25,000 to $50,000 to $75,000 and may equate to as much as 10 to 15% of the overall transaction value. A step up, arguably, from a business broker is using an investment banker. You need to weigh the cost of an investment banker against the benefit you'll receive. Typically, fees for a competent investment banker range from $350,000 to $650,000 to $1 million at a minimum. regardless of the size of your transaction. So an investment banker usually is better suited for larger transactions where the fee does not consume the value. The connections of the investment banker, however, are usually deeper, particularly with strategic and financial buyers, and they usually have greater resources and sophistication to enable the sale of your business. They may offer industry specialization, such as government contracts, which could enhance the value that you're seeking for your business. And they will be familiar with many tax and legal issues that must be addressed from a buyer's perspective, which makes them capable of helping you navigate and negotiate turbulent acquisition waters. So how do you reach buyers? Well, you have a sense of who the potential buyers might be. If you know who they are, you can contact them. Or you could, again, try to advertise, but I don't think that's the most efficient way to do it. Getting a business broker or your CPA or an investment banker or your attorney to help you find strategic buyers may be the better alternative. Somebody who understands how to accomplish a merger or acquisition, who serves as an intermediary for these types of transactions. And again, preparing a selling memorandum that discloses a lot about your business and summarizes it in a way that a buyer might be interested is a critical component in establishing yourself in the market and making yourself ready for sale to a potential buyer. If you'd like to know more about mergers and acquisitions, please give us a call at Odin Feldman & Pittleman at 703-218-2100, and we'll be happy to connect you up with one of many of the attorneys that handle these types of transactions at our firm. I'm Wayne Zell, and you're listening to Blueprint for Wealth, where we feature special topics and special guests every week to help you realize your personal dreams of wealth and freedom.